Hey, welcome to another episode of the TechEd Europe Countdown Show. We are just T-minus 7 weeks until we all convene in Barcelona, Spain, October 28th through the 31st for TechEd Europe. And I tell you what, it's getting close. Super excited. This is the place you want to be to get that in-depth, deep technical information, that awesome networking opportunity. And today, Mr. Claus.
This is, I always keep on saying that this is my favorite episode, This is one of my favorite episodes as well, because you get to see a little bit of my neuroses for how to build the schedules. Scheduling is one of the biggest and coolest things you can possibly do for all of you that are, like myself, a little bit OCD when it comes to scheduling your time. We thought that we would be able to sneak in, because it's available now to be able to go off and schedule, show you a bit about what has changed, what you can do, and what you shouldn't do when you're scheduling your stuff for TechEd Europe.
So a couple of weeks ago, we announced that the content calendar is available. And this week, now you have the opportunity to build your own customized schedule. And we want you to do this because it's super important for us as we start getting ready for the event, in order to choose the right size rooms for your breakout sessions, yep, making sure that we've got enough room for everybody who's interested. Mm-hmm. Again, this is first come, first serve, so you don't reserve a seat.
Right.
But what it enables us to do from the event organization standpoint is to make sure that we have the right sessions in the right room so we can accommodate everybody. So use of Schedule Builder is super important. So not only does it address your neuroses, it also helps us plan out. So why don't we take them to the Schedule Builder? We actually have a couple of new features inside of Schedule Builder as well that we'll cover.
So obviously, if you're a registered attendee, you're able to log into the site with the ID that would get you into the Schedule Builder. This is a view of what it looks like. Nothing too great and fantastic. It's very simplistic for what it's supposed to do, but the power all comes right here with the section that talks about your tracks, your spotlights, your topics, your days, your keywords and speakers. You've got multiple ways to slice and dice and puree and set up your schedule in any possible way that you can. First thing I want to do from a suggestion, we say this all the time, don't worry about double and triple booking yourself.
Actually,
I want to get that out of the gate, right out of the gate immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of a strategy that a lot of people use, is that they want to have backup sessions,
right,
so on and so forth. So we actually have the ability, and we talked about this before in the North America, mm-hmm, tech, the ability to choose your primary session, which is what we'll use for planning. But
right,
then you can have other sessions behind it. So it looks like your schedule's pretty empty there, buddy.
I purposely left it empty. I cleared out all my selections just so we'd be able to do this demo. Obviously some stuff is already pre-seated inside of there to be able to go off, and you'll see the keynote taking place in hall number 6. You've got the foundational sessions, which I'll have a show on later on.
Absolutely.
Once we lock those down. Then also we'll have things like the Tech Expo welcome hall reception in hall number 7 and that sort of stuff. So those guys, they're already all pre-filled in. Those ones are all good. This is every single thing, 507 sessions that are possible, showing them 50 at a time, coming up here in basically front-to-back order of the very first possible session you can book.
So
when it's a little bit overwhelming to see them all.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. When you book your schedule, are you one of these guys that you go to each individual time slot first and you go, I want to make sure that I fill, you know, from lunchtime on the first day, or do you go based on your speakers? How do you build your schedule? What is kind of your recommendation?
The first tidbit tip that I can pass to you, at least this works for me, is you have to get yourself in the right frame of mind. So normally what
again.
I do, you know, normally what I do is I dim the lights, I get some candles going, some nice music that I want to listen to, a glass of wine or a keg of beer with a pint, not just a whole keg, just a pint.
Okay.
And then I sit down and I figure out, okay, who are the people that are the absolute must-haves that I have to go off and see?
All right.
And so, obviously, I'm a big fan of the Marks, and so,
yep,
I'm going to do the good old standby of Mr. Mark Rusinovich. So you can then filter over here, just type in letter M to start for the M's, scroll down the list to be able to choose Mark Rusinovich, M-A-R-K, there we go, Rusinovich. You say search, and it will go off and simply filter down to the 4 sessions that Mark has. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to just simply add all of them into my schedule where possible. There we go, here we go. And click in there, He comes to, click in there. There is a little bit of a pause as you add them in the schedule. But what you'll actually see is over here on the right-hand side, anywhere where Mark is now speaking, he tends to be stacked at the end of the week because he's a very popular speaker. And so you'll see now on my schedule, I'll have the sessions now available, and I'll also have any conflicts of the same time slot. Obviously, Mark can't talk in two places at once. He hasn't worked on the ability to split himself and clone himself as of yet. You will actually see one with the green dot, and then the other ones would not be a green dot. The green dot being the primary that we use to count the numbers of the rooms.
Right.
So that's there. So I don't have any conflicts right now, but I know for sure Mark Arsenovich is my guy I want to go see on the Thursday and on the Friday.
So one of the other interesting things that you've got there on your screen as you look through that session list is something new that our attendees have asked for, which is the ability to identify new sessions. Now, these would be any sessions that have just been added to the content calendar recently. There are sessions that get added as we move closer to the event.
Correct.
So a great way to identify those is via that little tag there that says new. So you'll see that Case of the Unexplained is a relatively new session inside of Schedule Builder. So that's super important to highlight. Again, one of those features that people asked for. And another one, while we're talking about new features, let's talk about this new kind of session type that we have where we can actually identify spotlights.
Right.
Right. So these are kind of tracks that a lot of people feel are very, very important. So you see there, there's things like trustworthy computing, DevOps, women in technology, a lot of spotlight kind of areas that you may want to filter your session searches for.
Correct.
So we've kind of added, these are some of these features that we get asked for all the time as we build the schedule.
So for instance, here on a trustworthy computing, they span a whole bunch of different technical tracks and different technologies.
Yeah.
So that's why they have this little call out, if you will, to be able to do this. I can go in and add all the trustworthy computing ones into my schedule. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Here we come. There we go.
You'll see they're all added there to the right-hand side of the screen.
I'm trying to see if these guys are going to create me any conflicts because I got a whole bunch of them coming in. And some more. We can actually see that actually Mark Arsenovich is one of the trustworthy computing tracks session speakers, and so one of his sessions came in. There we go, and I still don't have any conflicts as of yet.
No, you're still doing
still
really
good.
Well.
I'm still good.
You're still doing really well. There's other ways to search for content than besides just the speaker name. You can search for content based on a particular topic or a product.
Right.
You can also do keyword searches. Right, so if you're looking for a particular speaker or maybe a certain topic, session type, you can search via keyword and get that in there. You're interested here, it looks like some Active Directory domain services. So you'll see Enrique's and Tim's session there. So all sorts of options to kind of build your schedule out. And again, super important, get it built now, at least start working on it. You'll see there, oh look, we've got our buddy Aiden. Right, so Aiden's got a session there. So you're going to clear out all the searching and see there's Aiden's new session as well. And get your schedule built. Now, we also have the ability to export your session into your calendar, your session selections into your calendar. We typically recommend holding off on doing that export.
Right.
Why?
So because you're going through now and building your schedule, you're giving us the metadata information about popular sessions. We schedule them to go into the appropriate larger sized rooms as opposed to smaller sized rooms. And then we also have that information to be able to do forecasting for if we need to do repeats of sessions. That's why things will come up as new. But the big thing is the final room allocations have not been made. The sessions have, but the allocations have not.
We don't know where we don't know what room that session is going to be.
So, for instance, if I want to go in here and take a look at this guy right here, best practices for learn for deploying Windows Server 2012 and R2. That's when there's Aiden's session. Actually, Aiden's session is now conflicting with Pass the Hash white paper as an example.
So you see the yellow, right?
So that way, you actually have a yellow that says it's not the primary. The green is. I'm going to say go ahead and open that guy. That's going to open up a nice little calendar entry that can go inside my Outlook. But you'll notice that the location that's on there is currently blank.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily want to start adding these to your calendar yet. wait until closer. We'll actually tell you in the countdown show when the data is live for the room allocations. And then likewise, obviously, be able to go in and check closer to the event to see if any of these entries have been updated. With more abstract information, links to different discussion areas, or in this case, actual having room allocations. Now, obviously, the time zones that are in there are the proper time zones for Barcelona.
Yeah.
I'm currently in PST time frame for Pacific time here in Seattle, and so that's why it looks a little bit out of whack for when the session is taking place over lunch.
Right, exactly. let's jump back to the schedule builder, because
sure.
You had a conflict with one of your sessions, you had Aiden's session and
right.
Another session, and you saw that one is green, one is yellow.
Yes.
Can you change it so that you make one your primary if it is in conflict?
If you simply go down and through here and choose the yellow button as being the one that is out of date, notice, there we go, it now changes so that I make sure that I prioritize talking to Aiden's session. And I'm going to have to catch Pass the Hash white paper, which is, that one is not Marcinovich, that one there is someone else from Trustworthy Computing.
Yep.
I want to make sure I prioritize going to Aiden's session instead. So he's now got my vote for going to attend his session.
I agree. My vote as well. Hey, this is available to you today, starting today. If you have registered. So you'll want to make sure you register. Europe.msteched.com mm-hmm. is the place to go to register. Get registered. If you need some convincing, you can still take a look at all of the content that's available.
Yep.
So convince your boss, or if you're looking for particular types of information, to make sure it's there before you commit to going to Barcelona. It's open and available to you there. Once you are registered and you log into the website, that's when you get access to Session Builder. And again, please start filling out your session grids today.
I have one last tip.
Oh,
I forgot to mention. If you take a look at the screen just one last time, you'll see that I do have two slots that are empty. I forgot just to show how easy it is to choose a specific time slot. Once you've chosen your speakers, once you've chosen your sessions, just simply choose the day. This happens to be the Tuesday. And then once you've chosen the day, then you have the proper filtering of the slots. And here is my 1:30 that I currently have available. Do a search. I left Aiden in there, so I got to take Aiden out of the list. Go back to the top. Where is he? There he is. Choose the negative. There we go. Hit search. These are all the sessions taking place specifically on that one time slot, just in case after going through all your possible matrices of different options, you can make sure that you have all available options. 21 different choices for that one particular session.
Awesome. Awesome.
That's it for me, man. Session building is fun. Come back and visit and redo it again and again and again. Show your friends and enjoy.
Absolutely. Again, make sure you've registered, europe.msteched.com. We would like to hear your ideas for upcoming countdown shows, so feel free to put them in the comments below this video here. Mm-hmm. Also, share with your friends on Twitter and Facebook.
And maybe they even have some kind of special rituals like myself.
If you've got tips and tricks, you can also communicate via the forums. There's some amazing conversations going on in the forums, so right here on Channel 9. Up to the forums, choose Tech Ed Europe.
I think we're actually going to get some people that are going to share their sessions coming up.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they'll be able to show you their top 10 picks of different sessions they're going. So watch out for that thread and also the blog post going along with that from some of our friends that are over in the Europe side.
With that does it for T-minus 7 weeks. Can you believe it's that close? We're coming up on a month pretty fast and furious, my friend. We'll see you next week on the Tech Ed Europe Countdown Show.